It's Divas That Care Radio, stories, strategies, and ideas to inspire positive change. Welcome to Divas That Care, a network of women committed to making our world a better place for everyone. This is a global movement for women, by women, engaged in a collaborative effort to create a better world for future generations. To find out more about the movement, visit divasthatcare.com after the show. Right now, though, stay tuned for another jolt of inspiration.
A strong, positive sense of self-esteem is your first step to anything you wish to accomplish. Yet too often, when we attempt to leave our comfort zone, we have that chorus of inner critics inside our heads, the itty-bitty shitty committee, as I like to call mine, whispering self-sabotaging doubt and untrue trash talk in our ear. This podcast celebrates women who rise above and move beyond any self-doubt and old outmoded limiting beliefs. Women who have reconnected with who they truly are, that gorgeous, talented, fabulous gift to the world who deserves recognition and unconditional love. My hope is that their insights inspire all of you to do the same. You know, the most beautiful thing any woman can wear is confidence. Here on Confidence in Bloom with the Divas That Care Network, I, Tina Spolatini, speak with women now secure in their own self-confidence so we can learn from their stories of how they found themselves and became the magnificent role models they are to us all now. Today, I'm speaking with Laydam Dusan. She is the founder of Lay All Day LLC, a personal styling company. She advocates for body positivity, self-confidence, and self-love. She is a style contributor for Business Insider and the Huffington Post. Laydam is also a prosecutor responsible for litigating corruption and misconduct matters throughout Maryland. Laydam is an avid sports and live music fan. All right, Laydam, I love this. Okay, so you are a you work with Business Insider and the Huffington Post. What kinds of information do you tell them?
So I tell them, so what I've done so far are what's in and out for accessories from 2023 to this year, what shoes were trending for winter, just kind of trends, tips, things that are going on with style.
Okay, so I'm an accessory queen. I love jewelry. I don't wear hats. I would love to wear hats, but I don't like them on my head. What is the newest and the biggest thing?
So what I really love, and I've actually tried out myself, because the thing for me, Tina, with trends is I don't try them all. I try to stick with ones, you know, that are within my actual personal style and, you know, that fit. So I really like the floral choker trend right now. So it's an alternative to necklaces. So essentially there's, it could be roses, kind of whatever flower. And I would suggest Zara has a bunch of them. So if you have a Zara by you, they are essentially, they kind of look like a necklace, but it's like flowers on a string you tied around your neck. And so it's kind of like just like a unique piece. So I've done it once before, and I got lots of compliments. So I think I'll keep it up.
Oh, I like that. So do you remember Stella and Dot?
Yes.
Yeah. So they used to have these jewelry pieces that were like not normal, right? Like they were beautiful, but they'd have like these big flowers sort of like halfway around the necklace, right? And so it would just add that little bit of like pizzazz to every outfit you were wearing. So that sounds like what this is. Oh my gosh, I love it. And what about shoes? Because, you know, I love shoes, but they don't love me. My feet are never comfortable. What's the thing? What do you have a secret, number one, I want to know? And also, like, what is the newest and best fit trend?
All right. So for now, right now, Tina, what I'm really enjoying are the chunky loafers. So especially because I'm short, I'm 4'10 and a half, right? So I don't really love heels. They're not comfortable to me. They're not worth the pain. So the chunky loafer is a nice, happy medium where it gives you the height, but the comfort. So I got a pair from Coach that I really like in black, and then they were on sale in metallic silver. So I just got those two, and I'm actually wearing them today, and I've already gotten a ton of compliments at the office. So I highly recommend a chunky loafer. Because they're stylish too.
So that's funny because I have a pair of Doc Martens that are silver. And they're, I mean, they're, I don't know if they're considered a chunky loafer, but they're very similar. And I really haven't worn them very much because I'm not a Doc Martens kind of person, but I don't want to throw them out because first of all, I went all the way to London to their factory to get them. But, and also because they're kind of in style now.
Yes. Right? Like, yes. Wear them, Tina.
So, okay. So I'm going to do that. And I do have a pair, a few pairs. I have this pair of green and red plaid. With a really high heel and they're so cool. Like I'm like, oh, I'm like one of the cool kids again, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely. As you can tell, I like things that give a little pop. So yes, if you got some silver ones, do it. Yes.
Yes, that's, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. Now, as you're, so you're a litigator by day and stylist by free time. That's how I'm going to put it, right?
Yes, that's so accurate.
Yeah, so I bet you're like the stylist. Like when you walk into the office, everyone is, oh, I wonder what Lay's going to wear today.
Yes, it's true.
Love that. That's that. Which do you follow?
Oh, I'm sorry. It broke up a little bit, Tina. Can you say that again?
Yes, of course. What kind of sports do you follow?
Oh, I honestly love a lot of sports. I was actually a cheerleader in high school, so... I love football, basketball, lacrosse. I like to watch golf. I've never golfed myself, but I like to watch it. So honestly, I really love sports. I would say soccer is my least favorite. I just feel like they're running around for a long time. Not much happens. But, and I love baseball.
I have to agree.
Well. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So typical American.
Yes.
Excuse me, right? A typical American. I love that. Yeah.
Yes.
So you didn't mention hockey. Hockey is like the Canadian game, but I like, obviously, you know, you guys have hockey too. Like most of our teams are from the States. Do you watch hockey?
I do. I like hockey. I do like, so I'm near Washington, D.C. So I do like the Capitals. I do go, I try to go at least one Caps game a season. I do like hockey. It's fun. It's exciting. It's a good time.
Yeah, me too. I love hockey. And my son, my youngest son and I are like, you know, we fight, but we have the same ideas in hockey and it's quite interesting. So enough sports talk. Let's talk styling because I mean, that's our thing. When, how do you combine your styling with your body positivity, your self-confidence and your self-love?
So for me, it, you know, I wasn't always super self-confident, self-love, right? I think we all go through different phases in life. And definitely when I was younger, I was thin, but I didn't think I was thin, right? And then you have, you know, the boys who are teasing and saying you got cankles, stuff like that, right? So that's kind of where I was when I was younger. And then I'd say probably by the time I got to high school, though, I was pretty confident in myself and I just was kind of like, you know what? I love myself. I'm beautiful. And that's really, I would say high school. And that's when, you know, I was cheerleading captain. I was just like, you know what? I love myself. I'm great. I'm beautiful. And so I took that with me. And because my body did change, right? I went from being pretty thin to, you know, getting curves and gaining some weight. And then when I was in law school, that was a little stressful. So I was eating more and drinking more than like I had been in the past. And so my body's just completely different than it used to be. But I've just really learned to embrace that. And with styling, so now, you know, for me, I just find, okay, what brands have curvy? What brands have petite, right? I'm short. So I really, and that kind of steers my style in a little way because it, you know, it's kind of where are the options. yeah, so for me, I would say I've always liked kind of classic, a classic look, professional with a twist, I call it. So, you know, I love button downs, all these like statement pieces, but I like bling. So I have got a bunch of button downs with embellishments or, you know, so I like to always keep it professional and classy looking, but just with a little twist, whether that's a pop of color, because I am fun. I am bright. I really do like my clothing and my outward appearance to reflect my personality. And I try to tell my clients to do the same, right? So I always tell people, be true to yourself, right? Don't just do a trend to do a trend. You know, let it actually be part of your style. And if you do that, it's going to come across when you wear it. People are going to, well, if you're exuding, you should feel happy and good in it. And you will exude that outward. And then people are really going to perceive that. And, you know, I get compliments, and not to be vain, but just all the time, because I'm very happy and confident and I feel good in what I'm wearing and I'm projecting that out. And then people say, oh, you look so great. And I say, thank you. And I just tell them where I got the stuff if they want to get it too. So I think, yeah, I really just learned to really love myself. And I try to tell my clients that, right? If you don't, you know, not everyone likes skirts and dresses. So then wear pants, you know, like do what is true to you and what you feel comfortable in. And you are truly going to feel happy and then shine. And just like that will come outward, your happiness.
That's great advice, because you, just because you, excuse me, hire a stylist, that doesn't mean you have to change your look, right?
Absolutely.
That just means that, you know, I don't know how to put it together, right? And not every woman knows that, you know, because, you know, like some women are very excited, right? Just naturally, they're just, you know, they have lots of energy and they're always happy, but they don't know how to put that in their clothing. Right. And so in order for others to see that in them, they have to be sitting at the same table. And some women are like, well, I don't necessarily want that. I just want people to know that I'm a happy person, whether they're sitting beside me or not. And so what would you give those women advice as? Like, what would you tell them? What would you say, you know, to add to their wardrobe or to their outfits?
I would say, honestly, to think the way I do and what I tell my clients is I would say, actually, think of 3 to 5 adjectives of how you want to present to the world, right? Do you want to be polished? Do you want to be classy? Do you want to be a little eccentric, right? Whatever, think of 3 to 5 words to kind of direct your style, and then you can find those pieces, right? So if you want to be bold, right, then I would suggest getting lots of bright colors, maybe, right? It's really just going to depend on each individual. And you mentioned something really important, Tina. Yes, I think some people think when you get a stylist, they are going to try to make you look like them or have their style. If you have a good stylist, that is exactly the opposite of what we do, right? We want to really just enhance what you already naturally have. And like you said, help you put things together, help you find the brands and the stores that carry things that fit your style and your body type, right? So it is completely about just enhancing what's already there for individuals to me. And that goes back to, you know, the self-love part, because we're all individual, we're all beautiful, fabulous people. And I think as stylists, good stylists, we really just want to enhance that for our clients and just make you feel great in your skin. That's what's the most important.
Exactly. Exactly. I've had many clients where they'll say to me, you know, Tina, I don't know how to put clothes together. And I'm like, oh my God, you've been walking around naked all your life. Right. Right. Because what do you mean you don't know how to put clothes together? Like, you are wearing clothes right now, right?
Yes.
And they're like, yeah, but this isn't like classy. Like, you know, like, look at what you're wearing. And I'm like, but this is my style.
Absolutely.
Right. And I get that. Like, I get, like, you know, not everybody wants to wear jeans and a t-shirt all the time, or, you know, dress pants and a button-up blouse. Like, sometimes you want to change it up. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you need to wear what you're liking. Like, the clothes, when you walk into a store, the clothes need to say, wear me. Right?
Absolutely.
You need to like me. I remember one time when I was about 20, 21 maybe, I walked into the store and I fell in love with this dress. And it was expensive. And I was like, okay, well, I'll wait. So I waited and I waited. And it came down to like $12. And it was the only dress left in that, like that one dress. And I'm like, I have to take it home. I love it. Right. And I brought it home and I showed it to my mom. And she was like, what is that? And I was like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. She goes, no, that is not what we call beautiful. And I'm like, really? Okay, then. And, you know, I didn't tell her that I had got it for really cheap, because then I didn't want her to think that I bought it only because it was cheap.
Yes.
Right. I wanted her to know that I bought it because I like it.
Absolutely.
And so I went upstairs, I went to my room, I put it on, and she was like, that is not the same dress that you just came home with. I said, oh yes, it is. I said, believe me, I got taste. I got style, right? I know that this is a beautiful dress. And I'll tell you, I wore that dress for 2 seasons, like 2 full years. And yes, every single time I wore it, I always got a compliment. It was such a beautiful dress. But my favorite compliment was, well, that is very feminine. Right? Because it wasn't a tight fitted dress. It was just, you know, but it was loose fabric and it just fits, you know, the curves, right? It just fit the perfect curves. Now, not every woman could have worn that dress. I get that. But on me, it was a beautiful dress.
And yes, I'll love never that.
I'm always looking for that dress, right? I'm always, and every time I go out, I'm like, I want that same dress. But it, of course, I'll never find it again. But, you know, and that's the touch you need to have, right? Like, you just need to know that it's going to be you, your personality, your body type, all that stuff. Now, it is a little bit difficult to do that. And I'm sure you know this as well as I do. Not all women are the same. And so what fits one is not going to fit the same or another the same way, right? How do you handle like that type of, it's not really a problem. I don't call it a pop problem, but some women will say to you, okay, Leigh, I want to wear this outfit. And then they put it on and you know that it's not what they want. How do you handle that?
Yes. So if that happens, I try to just say something along the lines of, we could do better, right? So I try to never, you know, and I don't think we all have eyes, right? So I mean, we can see once it's tried on if it doesn't look the best. And that's why also the first thing, you know, I talk to women about and why, you know, knowing your body shape is really important is because then you'll know kind of what fits, what fabrics, things are going to work for you. And that's one of the first questions I ask clients even before we meet. I do, you know, preliminary questionnaire and I say, what concerns do you have with your body or what do you know your body shape, right? Because if they don't, then we gotta, you know, start from the beginning and figure that out. And yes, like you said, Tina, not everything's gonna look the same or, you know, how we want. And, you know, I'm curvy and petite, so, you know, I can't buy most of the things that are just off the rack. And I know certain things are just not going to look right on me. So you do have to do certain things too and invest and maybe get a really good tailor, right? I mean, most pants for me, even if I get them in short, are still long because I'm very short. So I think sometimes if you just take the time, and because most things on the rack are not made for everybody, right? That's why when you get something custom, it looks great on you because it's made for you. And so, yes, I think if you are, I would say, you know, average height and weight, all that good stuff, sure, most things are going to, they'll probably look fine on you. But it is good to know whether you're a long torso, all these things, right, Tina? There's so many things with clothes. But yeah, so I never tell people like anything, oh, that looks bad on you, anything like that. They might say that about themselves, but I'm never going to say that. I'm just going to say, okay, we can do better. Or, okay, if your midsection is what you're worried about, maybe let's look at a wrap dress or some ruching, right? If you want to hide certain things, right? I try to tell people not to hide parts though, but, you know, just like maybe accentuate the best parts of you. We can focus on that. But yeah, I think it is tricky though, Tina, because as women, we go through so many changes, right? You might lose weight, you might gain weight, you might have a child, you might have an illness, and all these things affect your body, affect how you see yourself. But clothes is really, you know, and styling is one way you can truly express yourself. So I think that's hopefully if you stick with that, like you just want to express yourself, be happy, you will find what works for you. And it's also, I would say, don't be afraid to experiment either. Right. So you might not think something will look good on you and then you try it and it actually looks fantastic. So I would also say, you know, be open-minded when it comes to clothes and styling and, you know, putting things together, quote unquote, because you might be pleasantly surprised. One piece. Right. So one piece I tell clients that they should always try. I say try jumpsuits. And jumpsuits look good on most people. And so but once again, you just might have to find the right one, the right style, the right length. But the friends and clients I have put onto jumpsuits are obsessed now and they have tons of them, right? So it's something they wouldn't have tried on their own and wouldn't have thought of, but now they've seen it, they like it, they found the one that works for their body type, and they're thrilled. So let's say it doesn't hurt to experiment.
I mean, I don't like them because going to the bathroom is so difficult, but if I'm going to be going somewhere where, you know, it's only for a short time, that's when I'm going to wear those, right?
I'm with you. Yeah.
And lots of times what I do is with, and I haven't done this with every client, but I would like to, is, you know, when you walk into a store, I usually have clothes ready for them in the dressing room. But what I do is I always pull out one outfit that I know that they're going to look at and go, that is not for me.
Yes.
Right. I'd like, and I'm like, you know what, I want you to try on everything here, especially that one. Right.
Yes.
You may not like it. I may not like it, but I want you to try it just to, you know, sort of stretch your comfort zone just a little bit, because I think, and I know this for myself, I mean, I'm in my 50s. I kind of wear the same thing, right? We have our own style. And so most of the time, you know, if you were to think about what so-and-so going to wear, people would know what I'm going to come in with, right? Yeah. Not that I wear the same color all the time, but the same type of style, because I know now what's comfortable, what I like, you know, I have like a, you know, range of colors that I try to stick to. But it's nice to try something different, right? And sort of blow everyone's mind away when you walk in and go, oh my God, I would have never expected to see you in that, right?
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
But you do have to feel, really, really good in it, right? You need to feel empowered and you need to feel like, oh, I finally get to wear this beautiful outfit, right?
Yes.
Even if it is jeans and a t-shirt, like if you're not someone who wears that, right? Be that someone one day, right? Just to see what it's like, right?
Absolutely. Yes. You gotta own whatever you're doing is what I tell people when it comes to style. Own it, right? Because then once again, it's kind of like a, if it looks good, right? It's more even like a fake it till you make it sort of thing, right? Just like
absolutely
own it, strut around, yes, and you'll feel good.
Yeah. Absolutely. So are blazers still in? Because I know for a couple of years they've been in. I love blazers. I have a hard time with blazers because my shoulders kind of droop. And because I have the thicker arms, my arms come out wider than my shoulders. And so obviously shoulder pads are not really a thing now. I mean, I know we can find them. What do you do in situations like that? Not necessarily the blazers, but, you know, like in situations where we can't, you know, really fit the clothes that we want the way we want. How do you, I mean, I know we can get tight tailors in that, but do you have secrets?
Sure. So yes. So to answer your first question, Tina, blazers are definitely in. I think blazers will always be in. And you know, I'm an attorney, so I wear them a lot, but I do like to mix it up. Right. So I've got a plain black, but I honestly have a ton of colored blazers. And I think to answer your other question, so some alternatives, if perhaps, you know, the structured blazer that most of us would think of might not fit right, there's some alternatives of like a sweater blazer. I love those. So it gives you like the look of a blazer, but it's sweater cardigan material. Stretchier, still professional and polished, right? But just an alternative to like a super strict blazer. We could go with a blazer dress. So that's another option. It's got the collar of the blazer. Once again, looks very professional, but then we don't have the arms. You don't have to worry about that if the arms are your problem, right? So the great thing about almost all types of clothing are there are options. And that's what I love to give my clients. When I pull, even let's say it's a blouse for them, I'm going to give them a plain white cotton. I'm going to give them stripes. I'm going to give them satin, and I give them and I say, look, I know these all might look similar, but I want you to pick the one that fits your style and that you are drawn to, right? And so that's the good thing. And I will say, I think the fashion industry and clothing industry has really evolved, luckily, in the past few years. And there is the kind of this push for, you know, size inclusivity and things of that nature, which is great, because I tell my clients they're of all shapes and sizes, right? And even plus size, whatever. And the funny thing is they might just not know of brands, right? So my plus size clients, I'll say, oh, have you heard of Eloquii? And they're like, no. But I'm like, there are really stylish pieces. So you don't have to feel like, because I am this size or whatever it is, you can't look the way you want to. You can. It might just take a little more research, but that's no problem, right? And that's why if you want to invest in a stylist, that's our job. We research brands, right? We can do that. So no problem. But yeah, so with any sort of items, honestly, Tina, there's going to be lots of options, which is great. Right? Pants, ankle, wide leg, you know, whatever it is. So I think that's the good thing. But yes, you, once again, we come back to know what you like, stick with that, and then maybe try something new. And maybe you don't, maybe it turns out you actually don't really want to wear blazers or don't really like them, right? Then we just do something else. We might do cardigans. We might do motorcycle jacket, you know, something else. So I'm all for like classic pieces, but once again, they're really not for everybody. And so once again, I wouldn't try to kind of fit in that box of, okay, I need to wear a blazer to look professional. You can look professional wearing so many other things other than a blazer. I do it every day, right? I only really wear blazers when I go to court. So you really shouldn't have to feel boxed in. That's what I really want people to know. Like, don't feel like I have to look this way. Like, this is the look of an attorney. Sure, that might be the case for some people, but you can always kind of project and look how you want to look and still maintain whatever it is. And that's why I think those adjectives, the 3 or 5, are good to have, because you would just look for things that fit those words.
Right. Because you can be classic and vibrant at the same time.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I consider myself a more of a classic style, right? When I shop for myself, but then I like the fun and the vibrant and the colorful. Like, I like that, right? And so I know for myself, I mean, I wear normal clothes, right? I don't show my, you know, my belly button or any of that stuff. I wear the classic styles, but then I will add, you know, jewelry, because sometimes, you know, like, yeah, t-shirts are kind of boring, right? Yeah. But I'll add like funky earrings or, you know, like the funky shoes, right? Like, I'll just do something a little bit more fun, you know, and add, you know, instead of like a solid color sweater, I'll wear polka dots or something that's a little bit more exciting to the eye. And that's kind of where you're going with that, is add your style, but not like, you know, you don't have to be someone or something that you're not.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Yeah. I love that. And then I wanted to comment on your comment. You had said something about, you know, the different styles of pants. And I'm noticing that really anything goes. You know, they had said skinny jeans were out, and yet everybody's still wearing them. You know, capri pants, I mean, usually the styles last, you know, 3 to 5 years. Capri pants are still around. Like, they're not going anywhere. The leggings, I thought for sure the leggings would last only a short time. Right. And I was like, I was surprised. And so a friend of mine who owns a store, I said to her, I said, when are they going to go out? And she goes, I don't think they'll ever go out. Like, honestly, you can't get women in comfortable clothes that look the way they do and then take them away. I don't think leggings are out. And I'm like, yeah, I never really thought about that. Right. And so I like that, because since COVID, I have become a leggings addict. Right. I still wear them almost every day.
Because I love
they're
leggings.
Comfortable, right?
Absolutely.
And, yeah, and I mean, I'm home most of the time. I do like jeans. I do wear other pants, but my leggings are my favorite, right? I have like a full closet of them. Sometimes I feel bad because I think, you know, that's not really the best style you could take, right? But I love them. And I don't think I'll part with them. And I'm sure, like yourself, you have your things, right? There's things that you have that you probably feel like you should part with them, but you're like, no, I'm not.
Yeah. And also because, Tina, as we've seen, like, things come full circle, right? Like, cargo pants are back in. Those were like maybe when I was like in middle school, you know, like early high school. They're now back, right? And now I've bought a new pair. I'm like, oh, I like these, right? So yeah, I think, and that's why, yes, like you said, with the leggings, I get the skinny jean thing all the time. Clients are like, oh, can I still wear them? I said, yes, wear them. You know, but once again, it's like, yes, don't just change for trends, because trends come and go. So, you know what you like, stick with it. And if a trend comes that you're like, yeah, I want to try it, go for it, but you don't have to. Right. Because if you're just wearing things to wear things, you know, people can tell, and then you might not even really be owning it. And that's the whole purpose, right? We want to see you really being confident in what you're wearing and confident in your skin. Yeah. So, but yes, you know, all these things, they come and go. And so, yeah, stick with, you know, have that, your foundation pieces that you like, and then, yeah, feel free to experiment and with materials, colors, all that good stuff. Right. But
yeah,
have that, like the basics down of what you like. And then you can branch out.
Yeah, I love that. And it's like, if you like the skinny jeans, because let's face it, they are comfortable, especially in the world where we are wearing leggings, skinny jeans are going to be the more comfortable pair. But you can add the trendy top or the trendy shoes or the, you know, whatever's in and you want to try, right? Or you want to try something a little more eclectic than normal, add it to your skinny jeans. At least you know you're comfortable there. Right. The rest you can change or you can just, you know, wear for the day. I like that. That's really great advice.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I love this. So, I mean, we could talk styling and clothes all day because I love it. Right.
Yes.
I know you love it.
Absolutely.
What kind of advice can you give to our listeners just, you know, like, you know, to incorporate all your, you know, body positivity, no matter how big or small you are, tall or skinny, you know, like how, tell us what, to include everything, what is your biggest advice to all your clients?
That's a good question. My biggest advice to all my clients is to, oh man, Tina, let's see. I give my clients a lot of advice. So I'm like, you're okay. Let's see. I would say dress for how you are now. That's what I tell my clients. Because we all might have aspirations, right? And we all might have little tweaks, or we want to lose 5 pounds here, you know, we want to gain whatever it is, right? But I always really tell my clients, that's fine. And if we need to, and if you lose the weight, great, we will get you new stuff, but really just for yourself now. Because I've had clients where we're doing a closet cleanse and I'm like, okay, have you worn this? And they say, nope, I actually bought it in the store and I couldn't even fit it then, but it was aspirational. And I say, no, we're not doing that, you know? And so, yeah, I always tell my clients, I'm like, dress for how you are now, you know, love yourself as is. And if things change, that's an easy fix for us, right? But please don't keep things that are 3 sizes too small in your closet for you to just look at. And hope that one day it's going to fit, because you're not going to feel good, right? So I really just want my clients to feel good about themselves as is. And if things change for good or bad, better or worse for them, we will address that. But yeah, my main thing is, you know, dress for how you are now. Love yourself at this size, at this weight, and life will happen. But we will, you know, and it's actually kind of funny. A lot of my clients will say, you're like a therapist, which I never thought I would be, right? Or like, but it's true, because you need someone to tell you that. Like, you are beautiful. You are beautiful at this size. You may want to look like that model, great, but you know, we all have aspirations, right? You know, like I'm curvy and I love it, but I work out, I have a personal trainer, but I love myself, right? And I might want to lose some weight, but that's not really my end all. Like, I love myself as is at this size 14, and that's fine with me, right? And everyone else needs to love me too, because of I'm really just comfortable with my skin at this point and happy. And I just try to, you know, spread that to my clients, friends, everybody, coworkers, whoever it is. I'm like, you might want to lose weight. That's great. But like, you look great now. Let's just bring out how you are now. And then you're really going to exude that confidence if you're happy with yourself and you love yourself. So the self-love is super important to me, Tina. Super, super important. And it's not easy, of course, right? But, and we're always comparing ourselves to different people. But once you find it, it is so like liberating.
100%.
Yeah. And that's what I want for my clients and everyone.
That's excellent. And I mean, loving myself doesn't mean I don't think I need to lose weight.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Like, just because I might have weight to lose doesn't mean I have to hate myself, because you won't lose the weight if you're doing it out of hate. Right. Yep. And if you do lose it, it's going to come back. Whereas if you do it with love and adoration for who you are and what you stand for, the weight's going to go. It's going to be released, right? It's going to go, right?
Absolutely.
And so I think that's where, I mean, that's where the self-love comes in with the whole, you know, body confidence thing, right?
Yeah.
I've heard, and unfortunately my boys have, I've heard it from my boys where this body positivity is kind of an okay saying that I'm fat and ugly, so you have to love me.
Oh no. Right? Oh my gosh.
And
no.
I'm like, you guys have it all wrong. Right. And maybe it's the message that the world is sending out. I don't know, but it's not about that. Like, it's not just because I'm in love with myself means that I'm okay with all that I have. It just means that I'm okay with who I am. Right. And yes, I will lose weight, but I'm not going to diet so that I love myself. It has to go the other way around. I have to love myself and then diet. Right?
Right.
And so I think we're, maybe it's the way we're saying it, or maybe it's the way it's being, what's the word I'm looking for? Absorbed, you know, heard and absorbed, right?
Yes.
Like, we're not saying it the right way. But I do like what you said, you know, love who you are now, be happy with who you are now, because changes are going to come whether we want them or not. Menopause is not easy. Right. Once us women reach a certain age, our body will change. And we need, if we love ourselves before that happens, the change will come a lot easier.
Yes. Right. Absolutely. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, right. And loving yourself is about, so it's not even really about how you look. Right, Tina. Like you said, like for me, I knew that I'm in a stressful career. I've started a business. And for me, I just want to be healthy, right? So that's why I got a personal trainer. It's not to lose 50 pounds or whatever, right? I just want to be healthy. And I know that if I've paid a lot of money for something, I'll be consistent. And so that's, right?
We all know that secret.
Yeah, exactly, right? So yeah, it's nothing about how I look or whatever, but I love myself. And I know that if I want to show up for my clients at work, for my friends, for my family, I just want to be the healthiest version of me. And so it has nothing to do with weight or anything. It's just about, I know I love myself, so I'm going to be healthy and I'm going to, you know, try to have a healthier lifestyle. And so,
exactly.
it has nothing to do with looks or anything to me. Right. And I agree with you. I think maybe the message is being a bit like blurred. But yes, I'm with you 1000%, completely agree.
Excellent. I love that. I love that. I mean, you don't have to be on the same page as me, right? I mean, that's what makes life so beautiful, right? Is that we all have our own unique ideas and opinions. And that includes the way we look and the way we feel,
right?
Yeah, yes. I love that. Well, I love this. I could chat with you for hours.
Me too, Tina.
I said that to you the last time we met, because I just know that, you know, it doesn't have to be about clothes and it doesn't have to be the self-love thing. I just feel like, you know, conversations like this lead into so many great relationships, right? And that's what it comes down to. It's loving people for who they are. Right.
Absolutely.
When you walk into your office, it doesn't matter what you look like, but you feel and you like you exude that happiness. Right. And we all love happiness. We want to be with people that are happy. The people that are miserable and not so approachable. Right. They're the ones that are in some corner in the back and they're, you know, they're the grumpy ones. And so it's the people like us that are always happy and smiling that we attract people, right? We attract people that they want more of that, right?
Yes.
And so, yeah, that's why you and I are very similar in that way, right?
Yes,
we can walk in our pajamas, but if we walk in feeling our best, right, people still want to be with us.
Yes. And it's nice because when you have that energy like yours, you know, like you said, people are attracted to that and you never know what day someone's had or anything. So just that smile, that laugh, that high could really change. So yes, that's why I really do try to exude some positivity, even if I might not be feeling my best because someone might be feeling worse.
Right.
And might really need that. Yeah. So I love speaking with you, Tina, all the time. It's great.
This has been awesome. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely. And anytime you feel like sharing some styling, you know, knowledge and, you know, guru stuff, you just let us know and we'll have you back here on the podcast because, you know, I don't talk styling very much when I'm here because I like to talk confidence. But, you know, if there's ever a time that you want to just share another hour with us, please let us know.
I will. Thank you so much.
Awesome. This has been great. Thank you so much, Latum.
Okay, have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Confidence in Bloom is a celebration of self-love, a confirmation that even though you may not look like a screen star or a supermodel, they don't even look like that, you are an amazing, desirable, brilliant, gorgeous, talented woman. We offer unconditional love to our partners, our children, our extended family, even our pets. It's high time we got out of our own way and learned to unconditionally love ourselves. My business in Full Bloom Styling and Coaching offers an online course combined with one-to-one coaching in confidence building, personal branding, and creating your signature fashion look. Chic definitely does come in every shape, so if you want something to believe in, start with yourself. If you'd like to be a guest here on Confidence in Bloom, contact me through Instagram at InfoBloomStyling or by email at info@tina@infobloomstyling.com or through the Divas That Care website.
Thanks for listening. This show was brought to you by Divas That Care. Connect with us on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course on divasthatcare.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss a thing.